So this is a griha praveshamani, is it? Simple system. There must be so many griha praveshas going on here now. People are moving in, is it? Gradually, they're all full now. All the apartments.
They're occupying now.
They're occupying. So there'll be so many.
Totally 24 houses, or something.
24 apartments, is it? Yeah. Okay. Well, we did the griha pravesh by sankirtan. Everything is complete. By sankirtan, glorification of the Lord. By glorifying Krishna, we have the opportunity to enter into Krishna's home. A devotee enters a home knowing it isn't my home. We enter a house with the idea that, understanding that I entered so many houses in so many lifetimes. When I was a bird, I had a bird house. Dogs, they don't have a house, they may have. The dog with a master has a house, otherwise they sleep on the street. The ants have a house, the bees, they all have a house. So it's not such an amazing thing, entering a house. But we enter a house with the idea never to enter any more houses. Let's worship Krishna here and get out of this miserable material world. Don't get born again. By the process of Krishna Sankirtan, we get free from birth and death and go to Krishna. So if we do that, then it's worthwhile to enter a house. Otherwise, there's no use. There's no use to anything, everything. The whole of material life is a colossal waste of time. Someone should be translating this, right? I got carried away. All right, can you remember all I said? You can summarize that? Okay. So, in the house, there are various duties to be performed, no doubt. We're not saying not to do them. But we should understand that our topmost duty is to worship Krishna. We don't belong in this material world. We don't belong here or anywhere in this world. We belong in the spiritual world with Krishna. So don't get attached to this place in a material way. Otherwise, we have to come back. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Stockholm, the capital of Sweden, and the devotees brought him to show one house that they, or apartment or something they just rented, which they intended to use as a preaching center or temple. So they just got the place. It wasn't cleaned up or anything. So they entered, they were showing Srila Prabhupada, and they opened one room and one big rat ran out. So Prabhupada said that was the owner of the house. He was attached to this house. And therefore he had to come back to it. You're supposed to be hearing this more than anyone. So you may think, well, this isn't very nice talking all these things. You should talk something which is very pleasing, it's a very happy occasion. But actually it's a fact that these apartments, they're just prisons, that's all. They're just tying us up, imprisoning us in material life. We think, now I have my own apartment, I have my freedom. But we are chained by the chains of material attachment. So we should understand that I belong to Krishna. Krishna, he owns everything. I don't own anything. So now this place is here, let me serve Krishna from this place. All right, I won't speak much now. The point is we should not be attached to anything material, we should be attached to Krishna. Is that right, Mahishi, Rukmini, Devi Dasi? So, now you're in old age, so you have to make full attention to Krishna. It's natural to have attachment to family members, but we have to become more attached to Krishna. At the time of death, if we think of Krishna, then we go to Krishna. If we think of our family members, then we have to come back. All right, Hare Krishna. Is there any question? You can distribute books to everyone in the apartment. Say, when they come in new, you can say, this is our way of welcoming you. It's our tradition. Then you have to take one Bhagavad Gita as it is. You have books in the van there? You didn't bring any books? Okay, go bring some books. Wherever you go, take books. Okay, Sigram, Jaldi, is a Hindi Balniwala. Tamil be Samastha. So, some of Some of the people here, they're neighbors, is it? They're in the neighboring apartments? Is it? All right. Oh, you have here? Okay, all right. If you don't have in your home, please take one. Bhagavad Gita, Unmai Uravil, as it is, you should. Everyone has in their home TV, is that right? Electric grinder. What about DVD player? All modern conveniences. You all have Bhagavad Gita? As it is, this version. All right, you better bring some other books. You should have some other books also. Our idea is fill up your home with these books and read them. You're all educated people. You're using your education to read that which will keep you in the material world. So we should read that which will help to take us out of the material world. Is it a good idea? It's a very serious matter. But in modern life, this actual purpose, which previously in Indian culture, people knew that the purpose of life is spiritual progress. But in modern life, people have forgotten that. They're just, you know, people watch TV and there's all people jumping around and dancing around and singing silly songs, and then they kill someone in the drama. And it's a complete maya. So we have all these wonderful books here in English and Tamil. So here they are. You can take them. Krishna, who knows? These are all the leelas of Krishna. You know all these? How Krishna is killing Dantavakra, Bakasura. You know how Krishna is swallowing the fire. I think you don't know all these things. You know?
We know.
You're reading Bhagavad. Yes, yes. That's good. All right. What about your children and grandchildren? How? They have to read the books. If you show these books, then they'll be much attracted to follow that. Here's another nice book for the young people, The Science of Self-Realization. As stated in Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, the word is there, Vijnanam, in Bhagavad Gita also. Jnana Vijnana Sahitam, Yajgyatva Nehibunayat. So, it's not simply sentiment, it's a scientific understanding. Atma Jnana, Hare Krishna. So, if anyone would like to take books on this auspicious occasion, you can please do so. You want to distribute some? You have some prasad to give everyone? And I'll move on.